Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Think System breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for that old-school jungle and early DNB vibe. And just to be clear, this is not about making a random loop and calling it an arrangement. We want something that feels like a real tune, where the breakdown actually changes the energy, resets the tension, and makes the drop hit way harder. That's the big idea here. In DNB, the breakdown is not empty space. It's a scene change. It's the moment the track steps into a darker hallway before bursting back into the club. If you get that part right, even a simple drop can feel massive. So let's start with the setup. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for old-school jungle and roller-style DNB. Then create a few basic tracks so your project stays organized from the start. Drums, bass, atmosphere, and effects. If you want, add a reference track too. That can help a lot when you're trying to judge whether your breakdown feels like a real DNB section or just a loop with extra stuff piled on top. Now, one important beginner note, keep your headroom safe. You do not want to slam the master too early. A good starting point is to keep the master peaking around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you space for the breakdown build and the drop later. In this genre, contrast matters more than raw loudness. Let's build the drum foundation first. Drag in a classic break sample, or any chopped break you like. You can work with it as auto, or slice it into drum rack if you want more control. For a beginner workflow, slicing is great, because it lets you treat the break like individual drum hits. Use warp in beats mode so the timing stays locked to the project. Then focus on the core pieces, kick, snare, ghost snare or soft hit, and a hat or percussion tick. The key here is not to keep every hit. Jungle and old school DNB work because the break feels alive, but there's still space in it. Nudge a few ghost notes a little ahead or behind the grid. That tiny movement adds swing and human feel. You can also duplicate a one bar break into two bars and remove a hit or two in the second bar so it doesn't feel like a perfect loop. A little drum bus can help too. Keep it subtle, maybe around 5-15% drive. If the break is too muddy, use EQA to clean up the very low rumble below around 25-35 Hz. And if you want a touch more snap, use the transient section in drum bus lightly. Just a little goes a long way. Now let's talk bass, because this is where the breakdown starts to breathe. For the breakdown, don't leave the bass fully open and heavy. Make it change shape. That's what creates tension. You can use Operator for a clean sub, or Waveatable if you want a more characterful mid layer. A simple setup is perfect. A sine wave for the sub, and a saw or square style layer for the movement. Put an auto filter on the bass and start closing it down during the breakdown. You might keep the cutoff somewhere between 120 and 400 Hz depending on how much bass you want to leave in. The idea is not to make it disappear completely unless you're going for a very dramatic pause. Usually, leaving a thin sub or a filtered Reese tail keeps the section anchored. You can add a little saturator too, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just to bring some warmth and character back into the filtered bass. In old school jungle, that's slightly rough. Ravey texture can really help. A good arrangement trick here is call and response. Let the bass play one bar, then leave space or a filtered tail for the next bar. That gives the break room to breathe, and it feels much more musical than just holding one note forever. Now we bring in the atmosphere. This is where the mood gets made. In jungle and DNB, atmosphere is huge, but it doesn't have to be complicated. You can use a vinyl texture, a pad, a chopped vocal phrase, or even a simple synth chord from Waveatable. The goal is to create a dark bit of sound that supports the breakdown without crowding the drums and bass. A really simple stock chain works well here. Auto filter into reverb, then echo, then EQ8. Or use hybrid reverb if you want something deeper and more spacious. Cut the low end of the atmosphere so it doesn't muddy the mix, and tame any harsh highs if it gets fizzy. A high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz is a good starting point. For reverb, somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds can work, depending on how wide and dreamy you want it. Then automate movement. Slowly open the filter over 4 bars. Increase the reverb size a little. Add reverse reverb swell right before the drop. These tiny changes make the section feel like it's moving forward even when the drums are pulling back. Now let's think about arrangement, because this is where a lot of beginners get stuck. A breakdown should feel like it's going somewhere. It should not just be the loop with elements removed. A simple structure could be something like this: 8 bars of full groove, then 4 bars where the drums pull back and the filter starts moving, then 8 bars of breakdown with atmosphere and reduced bass, then 4 bars of rebuild, than the drop. That's a really solid way to think about it. If you're working in a minor key, like F minor, you don't need complex chords to make it feel intentional. Even a simple dark pad color can do the job. You might hint at F and Eb in the bass movement, or use something like F minor 7 or Ab major as a mood reference. The harmony doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to feel like it belongs. One really useful beginner rule is this. Every 2 or 4 bars, remove one major element, then add one element back before the drop. That keeps the section clear and easy to follow. It also stops you from overfilling the space, which is one of the most common mistakes. Speaking of space, let's shape the drums so they still move even when they're simplified. A breakdown does not mean the drums vanish completely. In old school and jungle, you often keep a ghosted break running. Maybe you remove the kick for 2 bars. Maybe you leave a snare on the 2 and 4 feel, or a broken equivalent. Maybe you keep tiny hat ticks or ghost hits so the rhythm still feels alive. Ableton makes this easy. You can use Slice to new MIDI track if you want to chop the break quickly, or just work in drum rock and mute individual hits. Another nice trick is to duplicate the break and delete 30 to 50% of the hits in the breakdown section. Then use a touch of drum bus or transient emphasis on the snare so the important hits still punch through. You can also automate utility on the drum group and lower it by 1 to 3 dB in the breakdown. That slight pullback gives the other elements more room without making the section feel dead. Now let's focus on automation, because this is where the energy curve really comes alive. The best breakdowns are about movement, not just volume. So automate the things that change the feeling. Auto-filter cutoff on the bass and atmosphere, reverb dry/wet, echo feedback, utility gain, and maybe a little saturator drive near the drop. A simple 8-bar tension curve might look like this. The first 2 bars are open and minimal, the next 2 bars introduce more atmosphere and a slightly opening filter, then the following 2 bars bring in a snare roller rising FX as the bass re-enters lightly, and the last 2 bars push tension up hard before a short silence or half-bar gap before the drop. And that's a really important point. Subtle moves often work better than giant ones. In DNB, a small filter change can be more powerful than a huge EDM-style sweep. You don't need to overdo it. In fact, if you're not sure whether to add another layer, ask yourself one question. Does this increase tension, or does it just make the mix busier? That's the mindset. Now let's finish with mastering awareness, because the breakdown can easily get messy if you're not careful. Check your low end. Keep the sub centered and clean. Use utility to check mono compatibility if you need to. If the breaks or atmosphere are too sharp, tame some of the harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz with EQ8. And be careful not to drown everything in low-end reverb. That's one of the fastest ways to make a breakdown feel weak and cloudy instead of powerful. Also, don't try to make the breakdown louder just to make it feel bigger. Often the better move is to make the drop fuller and the breakdown more sparse. Contrast is the real secret. That's what makes the drop feel explosive. A few extra pro tips before we wrap up. If you want more tension, add a very quiet noise bed under the breakdown and slowly filter it. Keep it subtle. It should be felt more than heard. If you want a darker lift, use a restyle mid-layer only in the last 2 bars before the drop. Then open the filter just a little. That can give you a nasty little surge of energy without ruining the space. You can also use a fake drop. That's when it feels like the tune is about to hit. Then you pull it back for a bar. That delay can be super effective in DNB, especially if the listener thinks the drop is coming early. And one more classic trick, a half bar of silence before the drop. Don't be afraid of it. In this genre, a tiny gap can hit harder than a huge fill. So here's your practice mission. Set your project to 172 BPM. Load one break. Make a 4-bar loop. Remove the kick in bars 3 and 4. Add a simple sub with operator. Automate the bass filter so it closes over 4 bars. Add one atmosphere layer with reverb and echo. Then make the last bar feel like it's clearly setting up the drop, maybe with a snare roll, a reversed hit, or a rising filter motion. Finally, check the whole thing in mono. If the loop feels like it's going somewhere, not just repeating, you've got it. That means your breakdown is working like a real DNB arrangement piece. So remember the core idea. A jungle or old-school DNB breakdown is not a pause. It's a scene change. Keep the groove alive. Pull elements away with purpose. Shape the bass with filtering, and let the atmosphere tell the story. Do that, and your drop will come back with way more impact. All right, let's build some tension and make it hit.